G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 23. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual are Daniel Nuttall and Joel Marshall. We have million-dollar miles on both sides of the country this Saturday, as well as some massive fields on Ballarat Cup Day. We've got the Ballarat Cup. You've got a couple of Magic Millions races, but it's those benchmark races that everyone seems to have been waiting for to bring out their horses who aren't quite up to the top grade. And there's plenty of them, so if you can snag a couple of winners on the 10-race card there, you're going to end up well in front. Joel, the Railway Stakes hasn't really been that happy a hunting ground for the Raiders in recent times, and you think it's going to stay home again this time?
Yeah, well, I have tipped a real roughie in the race. The locals seem to have a decent hand. Tell 'em We're Coming is meeting with plenty of admirers. Obviously got the Willie Pike, Bob Peters, Grant the Line and Williams combo with Regal Power, who's $8 for a horse that's been going out short in the market at most of his starts. I guess the barrier's thrown a few people off there, 15 of 16. So yeah, the locals I think have a decent hand. Lindsay Smith sends Reykjavik across off a last start win, and I'm hoping that one of his locally prepared runners can cause a bit of a boil over.
And Daniel, on the other side of the country, the Gong at Kembla Grange, of course, just near Wollongong. It's a wide open event, isn't it? I guess the key there could be knowing which of these have been set for this all along and which are just having one more throw at the stumps.
That's right. It's a pretty tough race. Of course, there's no top liners in the field. A few of these have run well in Group 1, Group 2 races. Without much luck, without much success, but yeah, wide open affair. I think there's plenty of chances. As you said, Bucks, it's honestly who was set for this race. A few of these, I think this is sort of the backup plan, but I think a few of these will be trained to the minute as well. It's an interesting contest, that's for sure.
All right, we'll head back across to Ascot because that's where the main black type is concentrated this weekend. The black type starts in race 4 at Ascot, Joel. That's the Tab Touch Placid Arc Stakes for 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, number 5, Laver Rod. Quite well bred. Showed a bit of promise in his first two starts. Tackles this as a maiden, which makes things tough, but I think he's got a bit of talent. So I've lent his way 7, Nakovi. Seems an obvious contender back from Melbourne, where she performed really well. And 1, Massimo is probably the logical favourite among the local brigade. 8, Boomtastic. Next best, Brenton Abdullah. Picking up some handy rides. Of course, he's there for the Railway to ride. Well, I think it's the favourite at the stage. Tell him we're coming.
And Massimo is BJ Ryan's best bet on the Ascot program, race 4, number 1, to beat 5, Labour Rod, 7, Nakobe, and 3, Zebel. Race 5, Carbine Club of WA Stakes. This is a listed event over 1,400, Joel.
9, Alpha Sky is a pretty consistent performer. He's been around the mark this prep without breaking through, I thought, from barrier 3. He got his chance too. Acadia Prince was disappointing first up, but much better than that. You'd expect him to bounce back 11 uni times racing well. And 1, Tally, he's going to be finding 1,400 probably too short. I'm sure this is a lead into something else, but he goes in next best.
Yes, indeed. BJ's picks for race 5, uni time, number 11 to beat 1, Tally, 5, Wrinkly, and 2, Arcadia Prince. Race 6 at Ascot on Saturday is the Crown Perth Jungle Mist Classic. And this is a listed event for fillies and mares. Joel, and sees your best bet come up.
3, Dance Music. Won the Placid Arc at this meeting last year, so already a stakes winner. Has been around the mark this time in first up run, I think needed the run. Last time showed good improvement, found one better. Just think Simon Miller would have her pretty well spot on for this third up black type event, which we know she's a black type filly. So I'm with her from 2, Electric Light. Willie Pike rides for Adam Durant, fitter for 2 runs back from a spell, should be ready to improve. 7, Belmai Pago, from a pretty decent family, so some black type would really be good for her going forward. And she's been in consistent form this prep too, 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 runner-up finishes. Number 1, Market Ruler in for 4th, D. Oliver to ride for Simon Miller. Gate 12 of 14 makes things a bit tough, but she goes in next best. So, yeah, three dance music, keen on her from 271.
Beautiful Mind for BJ, number 13, to beat three dance music, two Electric Light, and four Snow Chino. Race 7 is the first of the real big ones at Ascot on Saturday. It's worth $500,000. It's the Sky Racing WA Guineas 1600 metres set weights, Group 2 for 3-year-olds.
Yeah, Dig Deep really caught the eye last start in the Fair Ether. Caught his run and thought, yeah, he'd be pretty hard to beat in the Guineas. He's well found in the market, and I guess that getting Damien Oliver booked is probably a reason for that. But yeah, I think he'll run the mile out strongly based on his latest effort. 9KC in for second. A couple of fillies got a chance in this, I thought. She was good in the over the mile from the wide gate last week. So on the back up with the mile run under the belt can help. 11 Montalina, really interesting runner. One start for a win over 1300 in June. And here she is first up at a mile. But he's a good trainer, is Darren McAuliffe. And just wouldn't be shocked to see her show something. And four widespread, the Godolphin representative of back-to-back wins in Victoria.
BJ's pick is number 6, Superstorm, to beat 3, Red Can Man, 1, Dig Deep, and 10, Special Choice. The big one is Race 8, Kieran Railway Stakes, worth $1 million, 1600 metre, Group 1. And as you mentioned, Joel, you've got a real roughie for this handicap.
Yeah, number 16, Tomasa. He's always shown plenty of talent. He was with Darren Weir originally, and a lot of people would still be having nightmares from his run Spring Carnival 2 years ago. I think it was the last race of the carnival at Flemington. And he was just held up the whole way up the straight. It was a tragedy to watch. And then he came back, won a couple of races his next prep, moved to Perth to join Lindsay Smith. And looks like he's had a bit of an interrupted prep, or whether they've just sort of been, you know, biding their time with him. He went back to 1,000 metres third up for break between runs and ran pretty well. And then last start in the Bob Peters, he was 5 weeks between runs and up to 1,500 from 1,000. I thought he ran pretty well. Barrier 1, he's not going to do any work. He's still an entire, so, you know, there's probably a race that tried to target and sneak him in on the minimum. So I'm going to play him at big odds because he is gifted. He's just got to step up and show it now. 8 Variation is a horse who's back from an injury layoff. He's had 3 runs back from a spell. He's going pretty well. They brought him to Caulfield. He ran second in the Moonga behind Streets of Avalon. That was with 57. Back to 53. He's got a good record this track and trip. He's definitely good enough if he's right. 13. Sam is Dat, the sort of the new bloke on the scene to some respect. He's only had 8 starts, 5 wins, dominant in the Asian Bow, and 12 Regal Power. Couldn't leave him out because you just know Willie Pike can weave a bit of magic even from that gate. And $8 probably seems over the odds just for the barrier.
And BJ is with our front page horse on Winning Post this week, Tell 'Em We're Coming, who has been backed into favouritism, or at least equal favouritism. Number 7 to beat 13, Same as Dat. 1 Gatting and 2 Best of Days. Joel's best, as we mentioned, was race 6, number 3, Dance Music. Value bet race 8, number 16, Tomasa. BJ's best, as I did mention, was race 4, number 1, Massimo. And his value bet comes up in the second. It is a first starter who is showing at about $8. Impressed BJ at the trials, and that is Kiss on All 4 Cheeks, race 2, number 7. Ballarat is the venue for Victorian Metropolitan Racing on Saturday. As I mentioned, two rich Magic Millions sales-related races, one for the 2-year-olds, one for the 3 and 4-year-olds, as well as the Ballarat Cup. So we'll go through those three races. We'll start with race 4, Magic Millions 2-year-old Clockwise Classic. Of course, the gimmick about this one is they race in the Sydney and Gold Coast direction, Joel.
Yeah, number 3, Rathlin's already been well found by the market, sort of 450, I think, into 330, considering he started $9 on debut and ran 7th. But I think Kieran, a few people heard Kieran Maher give him a pretty decent push on the radio early this week, and he jumped out at Ballarat in the clockwise direction with the blinkers on, very soft, looked to do it easily. So I'm with him from 6, Euphoric Summer. Her jump out was impressive the other way around, and we saw her finish second in the debut on debut. So I think they're the two. Soul Obsession won his jump out comfortably. Her jump out comfortably under a hold, and we know the Friedman camp can get them right for their first start. And 1 Amish Boy, stablemate of Rathlin. He could be the one over the odds because he trialled pretty well sort of back early October against Tanker, who came out and won the debutant. So he might be the one that gets under people's guard.
I'm with La Girl on top. I thought, despite showing a bit of greenness on debut down the straight, thought she ran okay there, since had a trial this way of going and has won that. So she's on top for me. The 7, the 6, and next Euphoric Summer. I guess been somewhat freshened up since the debut at Caulfield mid-October. Of course, around the likes of Tanker there, beat Bella Nipotino, then ran well on Cox Plate Day. I think got the freshen up of the informed stable. She's worth thought. Rathlin and Amish Boy, perhaps next best. 7-6-3-1.
And I am with Euphoric Summer to beat La Girl, Soul Obsession, and Amish Boy, 6-7-11-1. And race 8 at Sportsbet Ballarat on Saturday is the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. It is a 2,000 metre event worth $500,000, Joel.
Yeah, tricky race. I've left Harbour Views out of my numbers, but obviously goes in everything if he gets a run in the race. The exciting staying talent. But I'm with 8, the Lord Mayor. He always takes a couple of runs to find his best. Third up, fourth up's usually when he peaks. He showed good improvement in the race. He'll cup out to 2,000. He'd be fitter for that. I think nice each way odds on with him. From 5, Dr. Drill, hard to fault. He's having a ripping prep. 3, Cars Off, stablemate to the Lord Mayor. Just, I think 2,600 was probably too far in the St. Ledger, but in saying that, the race wasn't run to suit. He was well back, and it was a real sort of muddling tempo. Hush Right had dictated that race. I think coming back to 2,000, probably better for him. And 9, Alfaris, a bit disappointing last couple, but again, I don't mind him coming back to this sort of distance. And Daniel Stackhouse, a real informed jockey. He's always been a good rider, but he's informed. He's getting some opportunities for the Hayes Dabernick team, so I wouldn't be shocked to see him run well at a bit of a price, but a wide race, I would have thought.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. I'm with another dollar. Definitely over the odds around that $19, $20 mark. She's fifth up today. Last two runs have been over 2,000 metres. Third up, second in the Rose Hill Cup behind Tally. Ran well there. This is a sort of trip, and then sort of had every chance in the Matriarch last. So it wasn't far away in a real tight sort of tight race. A bit of a blanket go there. She's fifth up run last prep was a last one of the preparation last time in the Winter Carnival. She won easily in Doomben over this trip, winning an open handicap. She's drawn pretty well. Linda Meacher board, I assume she'll go forward or sit just off the pace there. And yeah, I just think over the odds in this, another dollar to 10. 5, Dr. Drill, hard to ignore. Freshened up since the Cranbourne Cup victory. Worth noting, Craig Williams did pick to ride Dr. Drill instead of Admiral's Joker, who was originally in the field before an injury setback. Of course, he had a good success with Admiral's Joker in the past. That was, I thought, worth noting. 12, WT up in class, but can't knock his form. And 13, Hangman as well. Back to 2,000, he's very good form over this trip. But yeah, open affair could add quite a few more in the quaddie. 10, 5, 13, 12.
Yeah, Dr. Drill for me, as you mentioned, Craig Williams selecting him over Admiral's Joker, and also Maren Eustace. He was high up in the betting for the $1 million gong, but opting for this race instead. All points to a finishing off the prep with a hat-trick. And WT for second, 50 Stars third, Harbour Views fourth, 5-12-1-18. And the second of the Magic Millions races is race 9, the Magic Millions 3 and 4-year-old classic. This one is over 1,100 metres, Joel.
6, Hawker Hurricane. He was good to me this day last year, winning the 2-year-old classic. And yeah, I thought, shown that he's sort of back in form his last couple. Both runs have been full of merit, so I'm happy to go his way. From 11, Lil Contra, obviously fourth in the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes behind 2 Gun Colts and a Gun Filly, just stands out, doesn't it? So if she's, you know, if that hasn't taken too much out of her, then she's a deserved favourite and probably going to be very hard to beat. 7, King of Hastings, model of consistency, and 3, Star Fall, first up from a spell, still an acceptor for Kembla Grange, I believe, but he's in the mix also.
Yeah, it was hard to look past Lil Contra on the minimum, 54 kilos. He's had a terrific prep. He stepped up and run very well in some good races during the spring. Of course, second Anaheed in the Blue Sapphire. That horse, of course, run a super race in the Manicato Stakes. And then fourth in the Coolmore Stud, a very, very good Coolmore Stud. Granted, quite a bit off the winners there, but she's beaten everything else home. Finishing in fourth off the trifecta, and yeah, up 54 kilos, she's hard to look past. So on top, the 11, the 1 in next F Troop, first up for the McAvoy camp, has a very good first up record and has jumped out and trialled really well. 6 Hawker Hurricane and 3 Star Fall, another resuming keen to see in back of the races, Zoostar and Ty. 11-1, 6-3.
F Troop for me, been trialling well, as you mentioned. Daniel is the best in here on the ratings. Hard to go against Little Contra, as you mentioned, but I did put in High Stranger for second at any old odds, the local for Shane Fleedner and nephew Harry Coffey. A very high opinion of this runner, and Acadian for fourth. I had 1, 10, 11, and 2, and in fact, I very boldly made F Troop my best of the day, race 9, number 1. My value bet was in the 7th. That was number 6, Overexposure, as was, and yours is up against it, Joel.
Yeah, my value bet is number 17, Adversary. Should get a run. I think My Trust is in another venue and doesn't have a jockey, so probably going to be scratched from that gate. And Adversary, yeah, he showed good promise last prep. Back-to-back wins, Bendigo, ran good time both those races, and then came to town, beat all bar Fidelia. And the first up run was a cracker. 1200 was always going to be a bit short for him, but he launched late and just missed. 1400 kept fresh since that Geelong Cup day run, so that should be fine. But yeah, knowing he will get over further, happy to play him each way. He's the value, my best. Sticking with Bumper Blast, got the cash with him in the Greys race on Oaks Day. He's a real talent. It looks between him and Otorto. Otorto coming through the Country Series there, blinkers on, third up. I'm happy to make my best in a two-horse race, but I do have respect for Otorto. But Bumper Blast, race 6, number 1, best for me.
Daniel?
My best comes up earlier in the day. Race 2, number 3, Bams on Fire. She's no Nancy Pricer in the $2 mark, but she's a really smart mare, resuming. I like the way she's jumped out, and I just think on exposed form and what she's shown so far, she's much better than these in a benchmark 70. Race, claims 2 for T.O. Nugent, 59.5, but yeah, I think just a better horse, and with the right run and runs up to a jump out, she'll be extremely hard to beat, and hopefully a good way to start the day. So race 2, number 3, my best, and I think my value comes up in the Cup. Another dollar, I just thought, was over the odds, as I mentioned, 20-1 in the Ballarat Cup. Another dollar, number 10.
Campbell Grange, the venue for New South Wales Metropolitan Racing on Saturday, and very much along the same lines as Ballarat. We revert back to benchmark racing, and big fields are the result. But we have 16 to face the starter in the main one, and that's the Gong, and it's worth $1 million. It is a quality handicap. Joel, over 1600 metres.
Yeah, very tricky race, as Daniel alluded to earlier. Just don't know which of these are over the hill and got no juice left in the tank, and which of these have been absolutely specifically set for it. Ivan with number 5 looks like Elvis. He's going to need a fair bit of luck from that gate. But he's been having a really consistent campaign. He wasn't disgraced in the Turnbull. He was probably unlucky not to win at Caulfield against Iconoclasm and Widgie Turf, held up at a vital stage. And I think if he wins that, you know, he's probably half his odds of what he is in this. And then he went to Flemington and led for most of the straight after getting the box seat trail on Melbourne Cup Day and got nailed there on the line by Yulong Prince. So I've gone with him. 4 Eldorado Dreaming. She's probably one that really looks to have been set for it. She had the gap between runs, first up into second up. She hit the line hard in that second up run. Getting to the mile, third run in, it looks a target race for her. 15 Quackerjack. All the form around him has been holding up. It was a strong win, second up in the Goulburn Cup. Strong Goulburn Cup this year. We saw Noble Boy come out of it and go close at Flemington last week. And 6 Lover Lover. She's probably the other one that's really had a you know, being aimed at this race. Both her runs have been excellent. She'd trialled well, so she'd look to have come back in good order. Both her runs have been excellent. But, you know, Star of the Seas has got to go in because he's coming out of the Group 1 races. Military Zone, as I think, is an improver. And Noble Boy, who was my best last week and ran very well, he's just got to run the 1600, but he's clearly some sort of a chance. So it's a wide race.
Yeah, that's a clear with Noble Boy, isn't it? Like, he's on top for me. It's just that 1600 metre box. Can he tick it? He gets a race at the distance. Prior to his preparation, his best work was sort of over 1200 metres, those sort of sprint trips. He had 2 runs over 1400 metres this time in, a long way back in the Goulburn Cup, but got home well. And then the Chatham State Gerald reference, close to the inside there, he was terrific late there. And wasn't far off the winner, Rakovic, who was settled much closer in the run. Up to 1600, I think he can, he gives the impression he'll handle it, and if he does, he'll be really hard to hold out. So he's on top for me, the 9. 2 Star of the Seas, Very classy horse, again at 1600 metres, course run third and Epsom over this trip, two back. Pretty well rated, weighted here, I thought, and Glenn Boss goes aboard. Him and Waller have had plenty of success over the spring. Seven Military Zone on the up, and the five looks like Elvis must be included as well. Seldom runs a poor race. 9.2, 7.5.
And while you're hot, Daniel, talk us through your specials either side of that race.
Yeah, the best comes up in race. I thought it was a really tough day to make a face. Yeah, race 7, number 5, Rare Episode. Horse I've been waiting for him to come back is a sort of always had a lot of time for. His first up form reads okay. He's 2 for 2 here at Kembla Grange. I think has the speed from Garrett Barry 11 to burn these off and lead. And like I think he might be hard to run down. So. He is a big price. He's probably more of an each way price Rare Episode, but I thought it was a tough day to find a special. So, yeah, race 7, number 5, my best. The value comes up in race 5, Task Sin, the 12. Up in grade here, but up to a 1600 metre trip, which is certainly his best distance. He did a bit of work in Newcastle, probably forgiving of the margin there. And he plummets in weight to 53 kilos. So, I just thought he was a bit of a lightweight hope in a race that doesn't not too many of these sort of scream out of the page back me, so I thought, yeah, Tarsin, an each way price, race 5, number 12, the value at Kembla Grange.
Echo Jet, I made my best. He's come up sort of decent price too, race 8, number 5. He was a little bit easy in the market first up, and he was caught 3 wide, faded out of it, beaten 5 lengths, would be better for that. He's 2 for 2 second up last prep. He gave Real Moon Ruby 5.5 kilos and beat her, and she's now a group winner. So I think from barrier 2, should be a different story on Saturday. He gets all favours, he's the best. And my value in the last is stablemate, Boomtown Rap. First run for the Bjorn Baker stable. Had a decent prep last time. His win was over 1550, but he performed pretty well fresh at 1250. 1400, I think, is an ideal first up distance for him from a good gate, and just really taken by his latest trial. He's had two. The latest one just looked full of running under a hold as he hit the line with Jason Collett aboard, who takes the ride on Saturday. So I think hopefully Bjorn Baker can close out the program in style.
Okay, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, and just the 68 acceptors, two of them scratched as we speak. Daniel, your best comes up in race 2, and for a 6-horse, 3-year-old benchmark 64, it looks like it's not a bad race.
Yeah, not wrong there. You've got Dixon Street and Wings of Pastrami, two locally trained gallopers who are right in the market. Will be hard to beat, but I'm with one, the Victorian Visitors, the Mara Noosa stable, Bronski Girl. Now, note, she's down to run at Moonee Valley Friday night, and she's must be given a chance there if she's there. But she stays here. I think she's a pretty backable price, 360, 370 when I last looked. Comes out of a much stronger race, the Crockett listed race on Cox Plate Day, and she was sort of just even there. I think this is a sort of race. There's a small but select field, but I think she's a horse that is very talented, and if here, I think she'll be really hard to beat. So race 2, number 1, my best. My value comes up in race 7, number 12, the lightly race Casabilly for the Will Clarkin stable. Look, plummets in weight here. She was in a weaker race last start at Murray Bridge. She couldn't get the job done there. She led and faded up on the pace, but drops 5 kilos into this. I just think her ceiling is much higher than a few of these, and with the third run under her belt, third up on Saturday, she can improve out of sight. So around the $6 mark or back each way. Race 7, number 12, Casabilly.
A couple of listed races at Doomben in Brisbane on Saturday. Daniel, starting with race 7, and that is the Spirit of Boom Classic for fillies and mares over 1200.
Yep, the summer carnival heating up the next few weeks or so. I think a couple of really good races on Saturday. I've got Miss Fabulous on top in the first, the Spirit of Boom fillies and mares. Of course, she's tackled some tougher races in Sydney and hasn't really panned out for her, but she's running well, I think, without sort of running into the placings. You see a pair of sevens in the form, but I think she's going okay. I think she's well placed in this and on top in race 7. The one I've got, the 6, Spirit's Choice, had a trip to Flemington and didn't really look out of place. She over raced there in the group 3 down the straight, I think back around the bend much more ago. 17, Snow Valley, has trialled really well for this. She's a smarter mare resuming for the Matt Dunn stable, and the 13, Shalwa, might be the one over the odds until add a bit of juice into the exotics, racing well this time in for Tony Golland. 1, 6, 17 and 13 in the first listed race on the card.
And your best comes up in the second of those. That's race 8, the Sky Racing Tattersalls Recognition Stakes over 1350.
Yeah, very hard to beat Signor Fox. Made a very good return from a spell, winning a benchmark 88 in Sydney. Chased down the stablemate, Real Men Ruby, has gone on and since won a Group 2, I think that hot Danish race. It's one, so the form certainly stood up. Second up form, okay, but I think the step up in trip is key for him. He'll certainly relish the rise at 1350 metres. And yeah, hard to beat the four on top. And yeah, as you said, the best of the day for me in Brisbane. The 10 in next, Tambo's Mate, sort of been the benchmark around these Southeast Queensland races of late. Two wins, 2 seconds in 4 starts. Yeah, consistent type, he'll go on with it, I think. 3, Silvera first up. Very good fresh record, and the 6 in next, Deep Image, sort of quite tight his form in with Tambo's Mate as well, in ultra consistent his preparation. 4, 10, 3 in 3 and 6.
That was your best. Your value bet comes up in the last race, 9, number 8, Alpine Dancer.
I'm sticking fat with this horse. I've been with him a couple of occasions this time in. He's run okay without sort of threatening last out of doom, but anyway, he had a long way back. You never really wanted to be with him. Slow away from the gates, and just had a mountain of work to do, but he did close well, and he's only finished 4 lengths from where he was. A pretty good effort, I thought. Drops in weight for this. I don't think he gets as further back from barrier 3. Drew wide last start and draws barrier 3. I can think he can settle nicely midfield, and if he can get any luck in the straight, he'll certainly be thereabouts in the finish, I would have thought. Alpine Dancer around the $10 mark. Race 9 at number 8, my best value in Brizzy.
Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at Pukekohe, Joel, and I will...
Yeah, a few stakes races at the Pukekohe card. My best bet, though, comes up in one of the benchmark races, race 6, number 14, Familiar. Yet to win this prep, but has contested some pretty strong races, including last time out, the Group 3 Soliloquy Stakes, and she was held up early in the straight, didn't get all favours, finished 7th, but sort of only about 4 lengths off the winner. And first, second and third out of that race, ran 2nd, 3rd, 4th in last week's Group 1. 1,000 guineas, so it's the right form, back to a benchmark race. I think she'll be pretty hard to beat, Familiar. And the value bet is race 9, number 11, Pentaverest, who won nicely over the mile last prep and wasn't disgraced in group company over that distance. 2 runs back from a spell, good improvement, second up out in distance, and I thought from barrier 3 over a mile should get every chance there. And Awapuni, the best is Hogan's Hero, race 9, number 3. I think this horse is quite promising. Terrific run in defeat last start. Found one better, who just sort of slipped away and pinched a bit of a break on the turn, but he hit the line hard. And the value is race 5, number 6, Proletariat. Third up out to 2,200 should suit him.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got all the form for Friday, a Friday night again at the Valley. And all our usual coverage of Saturday. We head on into Sunday, where Kilmore Cup Day at Seymour, with Kilmore still undergoing track renovations. The Kilmore Cup is a listed race. Daniel's selection is race 8, number 4, for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. Heptagon. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. My spectacular winning run came to an end last week with Hey Doc. I'm going to go over to the west and go with BJ's tip in the Railway, race 8, number 7 at Ascot. Tell them we're coming, Joel.
I'll go Ballarat, race 6, number 1, Bumper Blast.
I haven't been able to say this much during this podcast, but I'm on a bit of a roll. This is for 4 in a row. We'll stick to Moonee Valley Friday night. Stick to the... what's working, race 7, number 7, Dane Clipper, $6 mark, I think a pretty good price. It is a good race for the 3-year-old fillies. She was just no luck last start, drawn barrier 5 here. I think she gets stakes 6 days out of trouble, and we'll be crossing the line first. Race 7, number 7, Dane Clipper, my 20.
Geez, 4 in a row, you kept that quiet. We should pay attention to each other.
Well, you want to run a 5 or 6, won't you?
No, only 3.
Oh,
only 3, gosh. Anyway... thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.